Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, live on CSN Mid-Atlantic, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan in you. Visit PenFed.org for details. Carl Alsner from the Washington Capitals joins us coming up at 8:40, but join us right now. Guy we like to have on from time to time, talk pitching and things baseball. It's Chris O'Leary, pitching's mechanic expert. You can go to his website, ChrisO'Leary.com.
Chris, good morning.
Good morning. When your producer took a little while to pick up the phone, I thought you guys finally realized you shouldn't be talking to me, that I'm crazy and, you know, and nobody should listen to anything I say.
Well, I know a lot of people do accuse you of that. Like, you know, Chris has a lot of critics out there. And for people that don't know, Chris is one of the first guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but who kind of came up with these theories related to inverted W, or at least popularized some of those theories years ago. And, you know, his theories, I think, have evolved through the years. And even Chris has acknowledged an inverted W in and of itself doesn't necessarily mean a disaster is looming, but it was one of the first things that he focused on. And he's had a lot of critics through the years, but he's also, as he's changed and sort of adapted his theories a little bit, been very, very, I think, accurate at predicting doom and gloom, unfortunately, for a lot of major league pitchers by seeing how improper their mechanics are. And I know the most recent example was Alex Reyes, right? He unfortunately blew out his arm and is now undergoing a Tommy John after you saw this months ago.
Well, actually years ago, literally the first picture I saw of him, I was concerned because I saw a pattern that I see in a lot of pitchers in increasingly numbers called the Tommy John twist for obvious reasons. It's just, you know, it's a way that people, you know, pitchers, kids, throwers are being taught to throw to point the ball to second base that is really problematic. And, you know, yes, it'll give you a velocity boost and give you some quick, easy velocity. But, you know, as your coach used to tell you or hopefully told you that, you know, quick and easy is not the right way to get things done. There are problems with quick and easy solutions.
So give us some example of pitchers that had the Tommy John twist. And again, that is where pitchers are taught now, and there are pitching gurus everywhere. Everybody goes to these camps and clinics. Everybody has their own guy teaching them. And guys are now taught in a lot of places to point the ball at second base to get that extra couple miles an hour of velocity. And give us some guys who you think that has really contributed to arm trouble and why that is.
Well, Matt Harvey's the biggest name, and that's one of the things that I saw in him. And I don't see any evidence that he's changed that, so I think that Matt Harvey remains a really high risk, you know, despite having surgeries and everything. You know, people teach it because, well, actually, the point the ball at second base, point the ball at center field is, so I think it originally came about as a way of fixing a problem where people would kind of rotate their shoulders too much, but it's the equivalent of giving every patient who comes into a doctor's office an antibiotic. You know, eventually, I hope we've learned that that's a bad idea. You don't give a treatment to a patient unless the symptom exists. And, you know, I think what happened to Matt Harvey, what's happened to other guys, you know, Michael Kopech, Walker Buehler, you know, it's really kind of ridiculous how many people are doing this.
Well, what does it do though, Chris? When you twist your arm that way to set and point the ball at second base, why does that put extra load on your arm?
Well, so it all comes back to timing, which y'all have really helped me figure out and helped get the word out. You know, the problem, as you said, the problem with the inverted W isn't the position itself. The problem with the inverted W is that can. And the science says will tend to create a timing problem where your arm isn't in the right position. And there's actually, this is the scary part. There's a paper out there, I think it's Davis 2009 paper, that talks about pronation, which is, you know, essentially what you're doing if you're pointing the ball at second base. Pronation is a good idea if you do it at the right time, which is through the release point. But the problem is, you know, as men are wont to do, you know, if a little pronation is good, then a whole lot of pronation is great, right? Mm-hmm. Well, not exactly. What happens is when you pronate too early, when you pronate into foot plant, when you point the ball at second base, that will tend to keep the arm from getting up into the correct position. Instead, the arm will tend to be flat. Garrett Cole's another example of a guy, I think, who was taught that cue. Homer Bailey, to a degree. So you're pointing the ball at second base at center field tends to create a timing problem, which is the same problem that we had with, you know, with the inverted W in Strasburg. And that's why I get so irritated with Jeff Passan and his criticisms, because he's really ignoring everything. He largely ignores the concept of timing in the arm. And, you know, thanks to my conversations with y'all since 2010, I've been talking about timing. The inverted W is a problem because it causes timing problems.
Right.
Pointing the ball at second base is a problem because it creates timing problems. And that's what overloads the arm, and that's what's causing, you know, the elbow problems and the shoulder problems.
All right, we're talking to Chris O'Leary. You can follow him on Twitter if you want, at the Pain Guy, and he is a hitting and pitching mechanics guru. This is what he does for a living. He studies these guys. And one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on is because we have two pitchers that we love, but both have had arm troubles, and both are going to be relied upon this year for different reasons. I mean, Stras, you know, has had a whole history of arm problems, and they had to shut him down again last year. And I wanted to kind of get your take on it, if you see anything different. I agree with Chris's statement. Chris has said this before in the past. If you don't change something, why would you expect different results, right? Matt Harvey hasn't changed anything, so he's going to keep having. Can you tell, A, if Strasburg has changed anything? And if not, I think this is I think the fact that they found a flexor mass strain or whatever that is, a huge red herring. I think this guy is ready to just implode at any moment because nothing's changed mechanically. But I want you to double down on that. And then, two, Sean Kelly, a guy we love who's already had two Tommy Johns, he walked off after his last outing last season having no feeling in his fingers. And everybody worried at that time. So can you kind of talk about those two guys and what you see in them?
Okay. In terms of Strasburg, I haven't seen any video of him pitching off of a mound, but I've seen video of him long tossing, and I don't see any evidence that anything has changed. And the problem with a flexor mass strain is that's a very reliable precursor to Tommy John surgery. Because when the ulnar collateral ligament, which is the ligament that's replaced in the surgery, when that starts to stretch out and loosen up, that transfers load to the flexor pronator mass and tends to overload that. So, you know, pain in the forearm, pain in the flexor mass, some sort of a muscle strain in the forearm is a sadly pretty reliable indicator of an ulnar collateral ligament that's stretching out. So I'm very nervous about Strasburg. It was the right thing to shut him down. It was the right thing to not, you know, push him and try to reactivate. But I'm not hopeful about him, about Strasburg. I think he's a ticking time bomb. I think it's just a matter of time for Strasburg. Because, as you said, you know, nothing's changed, so I don't see why anything's going to change.
Right, gets hurt every year.
They're not changing anything, you know. And that's one of the things. I actually talked to a guy I helped rehab, and he said the problem is that people think that Tommy John surgery is fixing a root cause. It fixes the problem. No, it doesn't. Tommy John surgery fixes a symptom. The root cause is the timing problem. If you don't fix the timing problem, then you're just going to keep having these symptoms.
And Tommy John surgery. Can you talk about the specific time problem that you see relating to Strasburg? So, like, I've seen your breakdown of the images. So that at foot plant, his shoulder or his arm is at a point that's so far behind him that it's all arm at that point. Is that essentially what it is?
Okay, if you look at Verlander, I followed Verlander around the country last year when it was obvious that he was back. I went and saw eight of his starts. If you look at Justin Verlander or David Price, some of the older guys, Mariano Rivera, Tom Seaver, Nolan Ryan, those guys, when their front foot is about to plant, their pitching arm is up or almost up. Mm-hmm. At 90 degrees of external rotation or close to it. The problem is that what you're seeing in these guys, what you see in Strasburg, is that the pitching arm isn't up. Instead, it's flat, and I call that flat arm syndrome. You can Google it if you want to. So you've got 90 degrees less of external rotation, which means that when the shoulders start to turn, you're going to get an additional 90 degrees of external rotation, which is going to cause the arm to kind of lay back over and flop over and flip over, especially hard. Now, that will give you a quick and easy velocity boost, but it's also, you know, it's the equivalent of running a car engine past the red line. It works for a while, you know, you got Daytona coming up. But the difference between the Daytona guys and pitchers is that the Daytona guys, they blow an engine, they can just drop another one in a couple hours. It's a lot harder to do with pitchers. You know, yes, Tommy John surgery mostly kind of works, but I can't predict whether it's going to get the elbow or whether it's going to get the shoulder or whether it's going to cause thoracic outlet syndrome. And, you know, to get back to the point about Kelly, you know, thoracic outlet syndrome is a really, really nasty, scary thing because you're talking about blood clots. And when you talk about a pitcher not being able to feel his fingers, you know, maybe that's an elbow problem because the ulnar nerve is getting irritated, but maybe that's thoracic outlet syndrome. And thoracic outlet syndrome is really nasty and really scary. You know, it's easier to be a reliever. There's relatively less stress on the arm, but, you know, having had two Tommy John surgeries already is a pretty scary, nasty sign.
So the side-by-side picks on the website are great. I mean, if you go to chrisolier.com, it's got the side-by-side picks of Seaver and Ryan and Jose Fernandez, rest in peace. But,
right.
You know, he was the typical flat-arm pitcher, even though he threw the ball 99.
He was another good example of playing the ball at second base.
Right. You know. So my question is, are pitching coaches – dealing with kids at a young age, are they listening to guys like you, or do you see the same stuff happening in high school and in college where guys are still throwing? Like, what percentage of pitchers coming up are throwing flat arm instead of having that ball up at head level?
It's like 80 or 90% are flat. It's terrifying. I've actually managed it. Well, up until a couple months ago, USA Baseball was recommending that pitchers point the ball at second base, which just terrified me. I've been on Dr. Glenn Fleissig of ASMI for a while, and he finally got USA Baseball to update their recommendation, and USA Baseball no longer advocates pointing the ball at second base, which is progress. They're not totally advocating the normal thing, you know, the natural thing, but at least they're no longer, you know, recommending pointing the ball at second base. But what frustrates me about Fleissig is that it doesn't seem like he's telling anybody about this major revision and change in their recommendations for pitchers. You know, he should be shouting from the mountaintops, you know, stop teaching pitchers to point the ball at second base. It's ASMI doesn't like it. Dr. Glenn Fleissig of ASMI agrees that it's not something that should be advocated. He should be screaming that from the mountaintops. You know, MLB should be talking about it on the MLB network. You know, Brian Kenny used to talk about it. He doesn't talk about it anymore. But I don't see any evidence that things are getting better, and I see evidence that things are actually getting worse. I'm seeing pitchers at Footplant whose arms aren't just flat. They're actually internally rotated and pointed down, which is just, you know, just scary, scary stuff.
Is there one guy in the league now that's pitching that way, pitching the wrong way, but for whatever reason, just a super freak, he hasn't gotten an arm problem yet?
Yeah, Gio Gonzalez.
Gio, okay.
I can't figure him out. It's really kind of crazy. Although he's not exactly lighting the world on fire.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't throw the ball that hard either.
Yeah, but he takes his turn every fifth day, doesn't he? He really does.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, I love studying the freaks, trying to figure out what their tricks are. I do see a trick that he employs that's the same, one of the same ones that's kept Scherzer healthy in terms of, you know, kind of improving their timing so the timing isn't as bad as it seems. But Gio is definitely, I have a hard time figuring him out because he does point the ball at second base and has been, healthy, relatively healthy and relatively effective.
But, Chris, we got to run. Chris, we got to run. We're up against the break. Commercials, we always get behind. Thank you. I always appreciate your work.
Good
a lot
stuff.
Of people, give you a hard time, but I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. That's Chris O'Leary, everybody. You can follow him at The Pain Guy on Twitter. Don't go anywhere.